Now, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, may I, in conclusion, use only very briefly the prerogative extended to me in order to thank this very able administration and this dedicated and talented faculty for their service to us all and to you graduates, and to wish you as graduates Godspeed. These graduates now leave one of the few remaining universities which still has religion at its core. Once among universities, it was otherwise. And graduates, you enter a secularized society in which, alas, more and more individuals live without God in the world, a condition, say the prophets, which is contrary to the nature of true happiness. Beware, therefore, of the secularized state which professes love of men but rejects God. For as Dostoevsky said, this leads to the greatest coercion over men and turns their lives into a hell on earth. No wonder, therefore, for those who live without God in the world, in the words of St. Teresa of Avila, life is no more than a night in a second-class hotel. For you graduates, however, life can be a first-class experience, and no greater compliment can be paid to you than to remind you that an all-wise God has placed you here and now in this time of complexity and challenge. He did not bring you thus far to fail. You can be equal to your time and to your tasks, and yours is a very special time. For the Savior has told us that just as when the fig tree puts forth its leaves, we may know that summer is nigh, so it will be with his second coming. The foreseen summer of circumstances is now upon us. Let us, therefore, not complain of the heat. May God bless you and stretch you and sustain you and all of us. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.